inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we get an update on all the varieties of bulbs that should be popping up right about now. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So as we discussed last week, there's kind of like variable snow cover throughout the entire borough. So some places are probably still buried with snow, especially if they don't get a lot of sun or they're not south facing. But other places, bare ground. So bulbs coming up, right?
Yes, indeed. And of course, we get surprised at least at my house. I got 7 inches of snow 2 days ago to cover up the snowdrops, which were blooming at the time, and they still are. And they became, yesterday was pretty nice, they became uncovered again. Next to them are daffodils just starting to peek up. And these are out in the open garden, but they are under a big cherry tree, so the snow was thinner there to begin with. That helps. And some folks may be concerned. It's certainly, you know, one of those many signs of spring. And well, last year or the year before, we had snowdrops a month earlier or more. Let's see, 2 years ago, it was the last day of January they were up and blooming. So the variability is interesting. I think it's going at the rate we're going. Things are going to be very slow this spring. I mean, the ground is still frozen out there, but it doesn't matter. The bulbs are still sprouting out there. And on the south side of people's houses, that's, of course, the warmest spot up against the foundation. There may be heat leaking out from the foundation, which helps stimulate growth, too. So there is, that's kind of good and bad.
But can that have any effect on the bulbs with the ground, I guess, melting or and then refreezing, anything like, or additional snow cover right on top of the plants?
Well, the snow cover is a good thing. You know, the snow cover does slow their sprouting. But yes, the variability, and again, I was just looking at the forecast for the next 10 days, and it's supposed to get down in the low 20s during the day, I mean at night, and then up in the low 40s during the daytime. And that can really be the problem where the tops, the new tip, the growing tips, that can get hard frosted and damaged, which the plant tries to heal, you know, and keeps growing, but that does definitely slow them down. It weakens plants. Just like if the buds on blueberries are a real good example. If those get frozen and thawed, when they get to a certain point just before opening, the good thing is for daffodils and tulips, I don't have tulips showing yet, although the deer chewed mine off fairly well last year, so we're not going to worry about those. But the daffodil buds, at least, should still be below the soil surface. So they should not yet be exposed unless, again, in some of those really warm spots. So I can certainly cheerfully offer people could come out here and get some snow from the big piles that the snowplow guy pushed up yesterday to throw onto their plants. And I've actually done that in the past to try to slow some down to protect them also from not coming up before they're ready until the weather is ready for them to stay up and get into continuous growth.
Now, for those folks who may have been doing some indoor gardening, is it still too early, though, to kind of put our tomatoes out in the greenhouse right now?
Well, I guess it depends on how warm your greenhouse is. Yeah. Mine, definitely, because it's still, I've just got single-layer plastic on my greenhouses. So they don't hold much heat. And what I'm going to be doing is putting up kind of a mini greenhouse inside the greenhouse. I've got some hoops, some PVC hoops that I'll put up. So that'll give me a double layer, which will help. The problem with PVC, or I should say with standard plastic, visqueen type stuff, is that it doesn't keep heat in very well by itself. So with a double layer, that can help. It is definitely too early for tomatoes out in the greenhouse, like I said, unless you have a heated greenhouse. We have long enough days, so even having plants, our indoor plants, on windowsills, we've got enough light for them, so that's a good thing, as long as we're rotating them daily, you know, so they aren't all leaning over toward the sun coming in those greenhouses.
Okay. Ed Bajerski, thanks a lot.
And yeah, and don't forget to tell us about your okra. Maybe next week, Matt.
Yeah, we'll try that next week. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature here on KTOO Geno Week.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones.